Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Anthony, what is the one thing that you cannot drive without?
The full use of my fingers.
Well, specifically what finger?
This one.
Yes. Your middle finger. You cannot drive without your middle finger because you need it to flip off other drivers, right?
I can't even put up my hand without that finger just automatically coming up by itself. It's automatic. And see, this one does it too.
When you're behind the wheel specifically.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're an American, don't get too excited because this ruling does not extend yet behind the border. But there were two feuding neighbors, and they brought their case to a judge in Canada, and they received a very surprising ruling. There have been multiple incidents leading up to these criminal charges, okay? Mm-hmm. But the last straw was when one neighbor flipped not one, but two middle fingers at the other neighbor.
Good for him.
But the guy sued him for that, and the judge said, quote, "Flipping the bird is a God-given charter enshrined right that belongs to every red-blooded Canadian in this situation." He tossed out the case, by the way, because that's a really stupid reason to go to, trial, and you're wasting the court's time. But he did rule that flipping the bird is your God-given right.
You take me to court for flipping you off. I hate to tell you what's going to happen every single time I see you.
Especially if you won that case.
I'm putting a statue in my front yard facing that guy with the finger up.
Just one giant finger.
One giant. You're going to take me to court for that.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? I have actually been driving down the highway with both windows down, flipping off people on my left and right at the same time.
So that's just you any day driving down the highway.
Driving with my knee, flipping people
flipping off.
Flipping off
the person on your right and left.
That's the reason why I don't like tinted windows, because I want you to be able to see me in the wintertime.
Don't miss this.
I have the light on the inside on and the fingers up.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Please say the name of the person you wish to call.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So I have this pair of boots that I really love, but you know how I'm like a big calf girl? So when I put boots on my calves, they're basically there to stay. So the only way to get some pairs of boots that I have, the only way to get them off, especially the higher ones, I have to lay on the bed and my boyfriend has to straddle me and pull the boots off. So I put them on fine, but over the course of the day, like, I sweat and my feet swell a little, I need him to help me pull the boots off. And this is one pair of boots that I love. I wear them all the time, but they always make my feet stink. So he has one hand on the boot and one hand over his nose because he knows what's coming. He knows as soon as that boot comes off. And he's like, "I don't get why you wear these. You have so many other pairs of boots. Why would you wear this one pair of boots that makes your feet stink?" And I explained to him, they make my short legs look long. They make my legs look sexy. Mm-mm. They're the right heel height. They're not too short. They're the perfect boot. And he just thinks I should stop wearing them because they make my feet stink. But that doesn't bother me. It only bothers him. It's his issue, not my issue.
Yeah, you better be glad you're dating him. If you're dating any other guy, help me take my boots off. No! Take your own damn boots off. You should have put them on then. I'm watching TV. Leave me alone.
Is there stuff that women wear that you're like, I don't get that?
I never got the dress that has the waist underneath the boob.
Oh, yeah, right. And that A-line, that big A-line thing.
It looks like your pregnant dress.
Baby doll, like a baby doll dress.
I've never understood that. It's the worst thing you can wear. The most unflattering piece of clothing you could put on.
No, those are adorable.
No,
they're always short. And
okay.
You wear, yeah,
tell me what looks good. I'm telling you, they don't look good on anybody. I don't care who it is.
I like the mystery of those because it's like, what's her body like under there? Is it Is she thin? Is she fat? Is she chubby? Like, what's going on? It's
exactly.
a big mystery.
Exactly.
No, but that's what I love about it. It's like, it's a big mystery. What's going on under there?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
I don't want mystery. I want to know instantly what's underneath there.
All right. So what do women wear or what do men wear that you look at them and go, what do you wear that for? I don't get it.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperAndAnthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
But just remember this.
Sex.
You hear it?
Relationships.
You've heard of this.
And advice.
So what do guys wear that you look at and you go, why?
Pleats. Pants with pleats. I do not understand. No one wears pleated pants anymore. I don't care if you're 20 or 60. They make you look 100. There's not one person I've ever seen, I don't care how good your body is, that ages you insanely immediately.
They still sell them. You go to Macy's right now, they're still on sale.
I know. Don't buy them. Just because they're selling them doesn't mean you should buy them.
But there's a lot of times that's the only thing you can find.
Then you know what? Whatever you have on, jeans, stay with you.
Stay
with what you're wearing right now, even if it's sweatpants. Do not buy pleats. I don't care how old you are. It ages you 40 years. Jason, what do women wear that you just hate?
From a man's perspective, I don't understand this topic at all. I can understand a woman and looking at a woman looking at a man, but a man, all we care about is if they show up.
So if we show up wearing that big, giant, flouncy dress that we look ridiculous in, the fact that there's a woman underneath it.
Doesn't matter. That's right. I work in a retail store, and, some of the guys I work with, they're like, did you see her shoe? Did you see this? I'm like, who's looking at her shoes? I don't understand. I guess I'm too old-fashioned or something. I don't know.
No, I like your attitude, Jason. I think that's a much better attitude. It's the chicken side. Thank you.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperAndAnthony.com. Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Heels is another one. I've never understood heels. I could be the only guy in the world that is that can't stand heels.
Really? You don't think they're sexy?
Not at all.
What do you like a woman to wear on her feet, then?
I'd rather you have on just flip-flops or something like that.
Wow. I feel like heels, certainly like a nice pair of boots or maybe even like platform, it really just puts an outfit together. It's the rest of your outfit. It's like you're naked until you have your shoes on.
It ties the room together.
It ties the room together, yeah.
No, I think you turned me off to heels. Because you will wear heels and you will bring an extra pair of shoes to switch into when you're not wearing the heels, and then when you walk into a room, you have to put the it's a whole thing.
No, because I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times when you and I were doing our last radio show, we would go someplace that we had to look fabulous, but you would park like 4 miles away. I am not ruining a $400 pair of heels walking through like dirt and gravel and all that stuff for like a mile and a half. No. I'm going to wear sneakers till we get there, and then I'll put my heels on and look fabulous at the event, and then I'll put my sneakers back on to hike all the way back to where the car is.
I will hit on a girl wearing Vans before I hit on a girl wearing heels.
All right, so I have a stinky feet problem. Nicholas called and said his wife has a stinky foot problem. You know a little something about this, don't you, Alex?
Yes, because my wife has the same problem with her leather boots.
Oh, what does she do?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I actually found out from my foot doctor because I have diabetes, and so foot, eyes, you know, all that stuff, you know, we're trying to keep in our bodies.
Right.
And what they said was that you can use the aerosol type of deodorant.
Diabetes.
Because
really? They really say that, like, you should let your shoes air out for a day after you've worn them all day because of, like, bacteria and moisture and stuff that builds up in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use the spray deodorant and just, you know, spray it a couple times into the shoes or the boots, and that soaks up the moisture, plus it deodorizes the leather and or canvas of whatever it is you're wearing on your feet.
That's a hot tip.
Diabetes.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Get
back. I don't get when men wear too much fragrance. Now, I don't mind men that wear a little bit of aftershave or a little bit of men fragrance and they smell good and they have their own scent. Mm-hmm. I love that. But too much. Like, there's women that do that too. They just really just bathe in it where you smell them coming. You're with them and it's too overwhelming and they walk away and it's like it's all over everybody around you. Like, it's just it's too much fragrance. Why would you wear too much fragrance?
There's a girl that works here. Mm-hmm. That every time she comes into a meeting, you can smell her coming down the hall.
Right.
It smells like bug spray.
It's not even a good smell. And no one has said anything to her. Like, the boss hasn't been like, could you take the perfume down a notch?
No, she's one of those that will wear it until she dies and bathe in it. It's horrible. It's not sexy at all.
Right. See, a little bit sexy. You should wear enough fragrance that somebody that should lean into you and be like, oh, you really smell good. It should be like a personal thing. But if your fragrance arrives before you do,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. Now, Rachel, what's something that men wear that you're like, I don't get that?
Okay, guys that wear tighter pants than I do. Hello, Nick Jonas.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. What's up with him?
I don't know. Like, my husband and I took in this guy from California, and I was trying to be nice and fold up his pants one time, you know, because I needed to do laundry too. And I held them up, and I'm like, no, they were smaller than mine.
Wow.
And I'm a size 6.
So that guy, paints his pants on.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, this drives me insane. And then the Jonas Brothers come out, and they're just like, oh, hello, look at me in my tight pants. I'm like, oh, my God, stop shopping at Express for women.
It's like, you know what? Just wear spandex. Get it over with.
Yeah, exactly.
Just put the spandex on. That's what you want to wear anyway. I don't see how they're comfortable.
I don't see how either. I mean, my husband looks at, you know, he's like, I don't understand how they can do that. They're too tight. There's no, you know, breathability.
Where does your junk go?
It's not 1985.
What do you do with your junk in that situation?
It just goes wherever it goes.
No, but that's not comfortable. I can't imagine it being comfortable. It's like wearing a really tight top.
And not to mention the fact that if it is tight and it's too tight, then everyone else has to, like, look at the junk while it's in the tight pants.
Right. Forget about it. Good point. Yeah, it's kind of like a male camel toe.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. Yeah. Rachel and I say, if you men are wearing very tight pants, Nick Jonas, we don't get it, really.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Which means it's time for...
Sex, relationships, and advice.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
See, Cooper actually walks down the street and sees other women and says, I don't know why you're wearing a bra.
Yeah, I don't understand anybody who wears a bra. Why would you ever wear a bra if you don't have to? And like, who has to? What, like, that's the patriarchy telling you have to wear a bra. Free the tatas. No, I just find, like, for me, a bra is super uncomfortable. And if you're wondering if wearing a bra is a good idea, let me ask you this question. As soon as you get home, what's the first thing you take off? Not your shoes. It's your bra. That's the first thing you take off. So if that's how you roll, what are you wearing it for? I don't get it. I don't get why other women wear bras. Don't wear them.
The first thing I do when I get home is take my pants off. So from now on, I'm coming in here without pants on. Until you wear a bra, I'm not wearing pants.
What do I care if you don't wear pants? I can't see
you're gonna have to. You're going to have to see it.
But the way you're sitting, I only see you from the waist up.
You'll
so
see
what do
me
I care
when I get up and when I come back in.
All right.
You're going to have to see it.
I'm not. You're not going to get me to wear a bra. You can walk in here naked, and I still won't wear a bra. Why should I be uncomfortable because you have no taste in wardrobe?
I'm going to wear my pleats every single day.
Yeah, but I don't care if you have sex or not. That's not my problem. I'm just trying to help the listeners and people that are, you know, that maybe want to have sex and are wondering. You know, I'm out there in the dating scene. I'm wearing these great pants I have. They have the pleats, and yet women aren't approaching me. That's why. It's the pleats. Get rid of the pleats. You'll have more things. You should have a woman sitting on you, not pleats.
Yes. So guys, throw away your pants. Women, throw away your bras. You will get more dates.
Hey, Jake, what's something women wear that you're like, I don't get that really?
Okay. Well, a few years ago, like about 5 years ago when I was in high school, this whole new trend kind of started. It was basically... It was Timberland boots, but they had like a stiletto heel on it.
That was all Beyonce started that one.
Yeah, my sister had them, and I was just like, their boots, their heels, that makes no sense.
Pick up your mind, yeah.
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 Yeah, you know, now that you put it that way, because when Beyonce wore them and we all ran out and bought them, I had a pair in pink, we loved them. Yeah, now I look back, kind of weird.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Oh, yeah. Go away, Baton.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
This woman, her husband was out of town, and she had plans to go out with a bunch of girlfriends. It was one of their birthdays. They bought tickets to, I don't know, like a show and reservations at dinner and a whole thing going on. So at the last minute, her babysitter called and said, I have COVID. I can't make it. I'm so sorry. I've tried to protect myself, but I'm sick and I can't come. So she called her sister-in-law and she's like, can you do me a solid and come take care of the kids while I go? I won't stay for dinner if you want. I'll just go and do the show. She's like, no, go to the show, go to dinner, have a great time. Don't worry about it. And what were you going to pay your babysitter? Well, I usually pay her whatever it is, like $60 for the night. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That sounds good. She's like, wait, I have to pay you? She's like, well, you were going to pay the babysitter anyway, right? So yeah, but you're my sister-in-law. This is your niece and nephew. So the woman was like, it's my sister-in-law. She's family. I'm supposed to pay her?
Yeah.
Like, we're family. You pay strangers. You don't pay family.
No, you already had that money budgeted in your head that said $60 is going to the babysitter. If I'm not going to do it, you're going to pay somebody. Good for her for stepping up and asking for the money.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people are starting to feel like their time is valuable, especially last minute. So here's the thing. I'd be like, what were you going to pay the babysitter? $60? Last minute, $120.
I'm going to double it on family. You could that was the family discount. Now at the last minute, you have to pay more.
Yeah, it's last minute. I have to now cancel my plans. I'm in sweatpants, ready for the night. Now I got to get dressed and come to your house and stay God knows how long. No, I want money. I want more money. Whatever you're paying the babysitter, I want more than that.
If I had two kids and she had two kids and I'm going to go watch her two kids, at some point you got to watch my two kids. Let's play that game instead of paying me. You got to do me one solid if I'm doing you a solid. Then that's fair.
Okay. But if you don't have let's say she does have two kids. Let's say the sister-in-law does have two kids. The woman doesn't say whether she does or doesn't, but likely she does. Let's say yes.
Then she should do her a solid and say, all right, I'll do it this time. But you know what? Friday, you're on with my kids because I'm going out.
See, that would not be okay with me because I don't want to watch your kids. I got my own kids. That's what I'm saying. Pay me. I'll do it this one time. And then you never have to watch my kids. And next time, if you need me to watch your kids, again, this is my I charge more than your babysitter.
Because I come at a premium because you can really trust me. Because you know I'm not going to throw a party. I'm not going to go through your drawers.
Exactly.
I'm not bringing boys over. I'm not eating all your pizza.
I'm already a mom, so you know I know what to do in an emergency. I'm not some 17-year-old who went and got COVID.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour. An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Pick up the phone and start dialing.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It is that time. It is the Sex Hour, a whole hour of your sex and relationship questions. Cooper is a psychologist. She will answer all your questions. She will give you the advice.
Natalie, thank you for calling the show. What's your question?
Whenever I come close to having an orgasm. It never fails. I end up peeing. And I don't know what to do. I go before, you know, my fiance and I will get intimate. And I'll go before because, you know, needless to say, it kind of ruins the mood.
Does this happen as you're actually having sex or before you climax?
Yeah, it starts to work up for it, you know, and then all of a sudden I'll just pee.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, this is normal. It's totally normal. It's called coital incontinence. And it can happen during penetration or during orgasm, which is why I asked that question, because it could happen in both instances, or some women just one and some women just the other. So what's going on during sex, there's pressure on your bladder because your pelvic floor muscles are not strong enough to keep everything in. It's also why, it's also why women sneeze and pee. Like women that have babies have weak pelvic floor muscles and they sneeze and they pee. Urination with orgasm means you may have an overactive bladder. And there are three things you can do to stop this from happening. Number one is Kegel exercises. That's where you squeeze your pelvic floor muscles and you hold it, and then you relax, and then you repeat, squeeze and hold and relax and all that kind of stuff.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, you do it right there. Show people how to do it.
Okay.
And studies have found that only 3% of women talk to their doctors about problems with leaks during sex because they're embarrassed. Because it's weird to say to your doctor, listen, I pee when I have sex. But be one of that 3%. Talk to your doctor, because there are medications and there are lots of treatments that can stop this in its tracks.
So it'd be really wrong if I was a doctor and I'm writing you a prescription and giving you my cell number. You're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not allowed to do that. No, that's definitely a HIPAA violation.
Or my pager number, too. Since I'm a doctor, I have a pager. So you can call my pager or my phone anytime this happens and just let me know.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Sex Hour. An hour of your sex and relationship questions. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We love to hear from you guys, and especially during the Sex Hour. Listen, we love when you call the show at any time because we want to know what's going on in your life. But the Sex Hour is great because that's your sex and relationship questions, and we can feel like we really help you in that way. So if you have any questions about sex or relationships, I went and got a PhD to make sure I'm here, and I have an educated answer for you rather than just, you know, Anthony, your idiot friend, sitting there.
Yeah, we should let me answer all the questions one day. See how that goes.
Okay. How about this? You answer Benjamin's question.
All right, man. My best friend, you know, he obviously is my best friend for a reason, but he comes over, and I'm not blaming him for anything, but, you know, we're playing cards and stuff, and I'll catch my girl out of the corner of my eye looking at him funny, or she just acts weird when he's around.
How is she different on those nights?
I can't really explain it. Then she's more freaky in bed on the nights he's over.
Do girls think this dude is hot?
Oh, yeah. He's a pimp. He's a lot of people tell me he looks like Justin Timberlake.
He can never come over ever again.
That's your advice?
Justin Timberlake has got to stay away.
Your best friend can never come over your house again.
Yeah,
that's your advice.
Your girlfriend wants to sleep with him, so she thinks he's hot. She's probably thinking of him when she's with you. That's why she gets all hot and bothered and stuff.
Yeah,
no,
so.
Justin Timberlake has got it. Every time he comes over, he has to wear a Freddy Krueger mask.
That's your advice. When he comes over, put a Freddy Krueger mask on.
It's going to be right by the front door. So before you come in, reach, put the mask on, then come in. We can play cards all you want, but you're no longer allowed to show your face to my girlfriend.
Okay. So, sort of no. I'm going to say no to that. That's not very good advice. But listen, Anthony and I both agree that it does seem like she's turned on by your friend. She stares at him. You guys have better sex the night that he comes over. And so, while it's probably weird for you, she isn't doing anything with him. And she isn't trying
yet.
To. So, she's not acting on that attraction.
Yet.
Do you trust her? Do you trust him?
No, he doesn't.
Of course. Well, listen. That's not for you to answer. If he trusts her and he trusts his friend, then this is no different than you seeing a hot girl at the gym or looking at sexy photos of Kendall Jenner and then having like a more stimulated sex act with your partner. You know what I mean? People get their stimulation where they get their stimulation. And that could be a lot of different places. So as long as she's not acting on it and you trust her, that's really all that matters.
Okay, let's say you have a friend that's 25, hot as hell, and she really thinks your boyfriend is hot. You leaving them in the same room alone?
Yes, because I trust both of them. I actually have a friend who's quite younger than me. She's just turned 30. That's not a lot younger, but whatever. She's 30. She's very hot. She and Joe get along great. They have a great relationship, and they even like flirt a little. I have to say, like, maybe the sex is a little hotter when she's here. Maybe he does fantasize about being with her, but you know what? Ka-ching. I get him.
So you would let him be in the same apartment by themselves?
Do you know how often he'll be like, do you want to come? My boyfriend's a theater critic, so he'll say to me, you know, I've got two tickets to blah, blah, blah. I'll be like, no, don't take this friend of ours. Take her. She loves theater. So they've been out alone together at night plenty of times.
Pretty soon, you are going to be calling the sex hour. And you're going to have to answer your own question.
No, I trust my man. That's my point. I trust him. Until he gives me reason to not trust him. And then, you know, and then I guess I'll deal with it then. But for now, I trust him and I trust her. I don't think anything's going on there.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
Okay, ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, advice. It's the whole hour of your sex questions and Cooper's answer.
Yeah, you know, I can't stand... Listen, I have no problem with people getting their advice from, like, TikTok and YouTube and stuff like that, but most of the people there just really like to talk or they had personal experience. I actually have a doctorate in sex and relationships and psychology, which is why I'm here for you, which is I bothered to get an education so that I can actually help you rather than just your friend who's just like, oh, here's what I think. You know what I mean? Like, I try to help you. I try to tell you what's going on in the world of psychology. Hopefully that'll help you. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help you out.
From, like, a real college?
Yeah, I went to Fordham.
Not like clown college.
No, not clown college. Not like you. Where'd you go?
Barber College.
there you go.
Broadcasting school. So.
It's a broadcasting school. Not going to help. But, you know, graduate
yes,
school.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Broadcasting school did help because I learned how to talk on a mic.
What's scary is you went to broadcasting school and I went to grad school and got a doctorate. And yet here we both are.
Doing the same show at the same time.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Get
back. Isabel, you're next up on the sex hour.
I'm 20 years old and I've been sexually active for a few years. But the thing is like, while I'm having sex, I don't enjoy it as much as I want to. Like, I crave it so much beforehand, but, like, when I'm doing it, I don't want to do it anymore.
Have you had, like, good, giving, generous partners?
Yeah, I've had a couple. I'm just really picky.
All right, give me an example.
With one of them, to be honest, he was the guy that I actually regret going out with ever. He was actually the only person that I actually enjoyed having sex with.
You know what? Nothing is ever as good as we imagine. Like, welcome to life.
Great advice.
Sex included. No, here's the good news. You're 20 now, okay? A lot will change with your body physiologically over time, and one of those changes will likely be that you'll want more intimacy, something that you won't get from just a hookup. And that intimacy with your partner, that's going to be the thing that's going to keep you turned on, rather than just having sex. You know what I mean? You'll be bonding with somebody. And somebody that you're really into, which will elevate sex to a whole new different level. Like, if it was great with everybody, then it wouldn't be special when you find that one right guy. Right? Doesn't that make sense? So if you're asking me, I would say don't jump into bed too fast. If there are some women out there that just enjoy sex. They don't care, whatever. You're saying that you want to have sex, but then while you're having it, you're like, ugh, I shouldn't have done this. This was a mistake. I'm not really enjoying it. So to you, I would say don't jump into bed too fast. Wait until it's with somebody you're really connecting with. Like that one guy that you said you did have great sex with. My guess is that's because he probably had a great personality too, and you were really into him as a human being. So you want to replicate that. You want to make sure you have the intimacy, and it's the intimacy that's going to make you have great sex.
So let me see. You think sex will be great. Then when you're having sex, you don't like it and you want it to stop. Would you like to get married? Can I just go ahead and buy you a house now and just get it out of the way?
Let me just give you a house and a car and half my stuff now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour. An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Pick up the phone and start dialing.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's the Sex Hour on the Cooper and Anthony Show. This is your questions, our answers. And Joseph has probably my favorite question today.
Yeah, I want to know if peeing on your feet, like, if it kills foot fungus or some kind of bacteria.
I was literally just reading a study about this. And the short answer is no. No. And not because the urea, also known as carbamide, that's what's in your urine. It's not because that isn't effective. It's because there's not enough of it. So you would have to get a bunch of your friends to come over your house and pee on your feet with you.
Sounds like a good time.
Over the course of a few days for this to be effective. But I would say it's probably simpler to just get some Lotrimin or hydrogen peroxide if you want more of a DIY approach. Because while there is some healing power in that urea, in that carbonide, this is not enough of it. There's not enough in one human male's urine. You need a lot more urine.
See, I don't know about foot fungus, but it really cured my gingivitis.
That's in your mouth. Oh, my God. It's just so wrong.
Sex, relationships, advice. Huh? The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You sure got a new show up and running fast.
Sex, relationships, advice.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right. Now, we love single men because they're single. Uh-huh. So they're awesome. Except for one thing. Single men, you guys are awesome, but you're gross. You're gross. According to a new study, single men do not wash their sheets. And if they do, it's like every 4 months or whenever they remember, which is like never for some guys. And as when I was single and I'd go to a guy's house, oh my God, the stank on the sheets. I'd be like, let's go make out on the couch. Why? Come to my bed. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think when I was growing up, I ever changed my sheets.
Right.
I ever changed my sheets, like ever, ever.
Yeah. I mean, I dated a guy that had one set of sheets and one towel. And I was like, so do you just wash everything and then put it back? He's like, eventually. I'm like, eventually? Buy a second towel, at least. They're not expensive. Yeah, this says that more than half of single men say that they wait 4 months or more to wash their bed sheets. 12% say they wash them if they remember or when they remember.
When you remember should be when you crawl into bed.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and vice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Whoever has the Cooper voodoo doll, please stop poking pins in the boob part of it.
Hey, hold on. I got to put it down.
Of course it's you.
Let me smack it in the head first.
Ow. Stop that. Put that away. No, I'll tell you why. Okay. So I wore a water bra to work the other day. And if you want to know what a water bra is, it's stupid. I don't even know why. I bought it when I was in Ireland a couple of years ago. It was like the thing there. All my girlfriends were buying it. Oh my God, a water bra. They were going nuts for it. So I was like, well, you know how I don't have the girl gene? So I was like, well, they know something I don't know. Let me buy two of them. So I bought them and I stuck them in my drawer and they've been sitting there for a couple of years. So picture something sitting with water in it, literally water, for years. Okay. I'm like, oh, I forgot about these things. So I put it on to go to work, and it didn't occur to me that it might be leaking.
From
the time I was born until now, I've never heard the word water and bra together in the same sentence. I've never heard that ever in my life. I don't know what that is.
It's like temporary fake boobs. So you know how it's like padding in a bra, but instead of padding, it's water. So you can kind of like mush it around and put it where you want it. And it's squish, very comfortable. It's, squish, very comfortable. It's like a water bed. It's like a water bed for your breasts.
You can hear Cooper coming down the street. Squish, 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 squish. The hell is that?
Well, it's not supposed to go squish, squish, but because it's been sitting in a drawer for years, it didn't occur to me to, I don't know, check it to see if it had leaks, to see if it, I didn't think about like what water must be sitting in a drawer for 2 years must happen to it. So I'm sitting at this meeting and my girlfriend leaves over. She goes, "Are you breastfeeding?" I was like, "I don't have children, so that would really be a miracle. Why? Why would you ask?" I was thinking, like, I put on weight. My boobs are big, maybe. She was like, she points to my boobs, and I looked down, and I had these two big water stains on my shirt, but like right where my boobs, like right where my nipples are, right in the middle of this meeting. So I was like, oh man, I just crossed my arms, which made it worse because I crossed my arms and put pressure on the water. So I felt it like squirt. Now it's going like down my pants, like I just peed myself. I was like, oh, this is not going to be pretty.
And then your pit stains are showing.
Stop talking. Yeah. Yeah, so it totally deflated.
I'm going to tell you, as a guy, that's super hot. When you take your shirt off and you go, "The hell is that?" It's a water bra. "The hell is that?" Get away.
He's like a thirsty, you know.
Like you're a hiker. You put a straw in it. Like a camel.
Like a camel.
Water bra. I've heard everything now.
Yeah, and the saddest thing is, like, nobody was shocked. They were like, "Yep, that's Cooper." So I was like, somebody put a spell on me. Like, this kind of stuff happens to me at work. Like, that kind of stuff does not happen at home, doesn't happen with my friends. It's always when I'm at work. Somebody put a spell on me that, like, when things are good and life is going well, there's going to be, like, a voodoo spell on me in a meeting.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to fail.
So that's the spell I'm under. What spell is on you?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Oh, heck yeah.
Sex, relationships, advice.
I always have the spell on me of 50-50 spell. So what that is if you give me a choice between A or B, I'm always going to pick the wrong one. Always. So that's why I don't bet on football games, because I always pick the wrong one. If you put something in your hand right now, put something in your hand, find anything, put it in one hand, shuffle it around, and then hold up your two hands and I'll pick the one. All right. It's in the right one.
No.
See, I told you. It's the 50-50 spell. I always get it. It was in your left hand. I always get it wrong. That is the worst spell to have.
Yeah, that is a bad spell. How about you, Jack? What spell are you under?
Every time I go out, I don't try to pick up tricks. I just try to meet somebody to go out on dates with. Pretty much consistently, everybody that I've tried to date and have dated has ended up being married.
No!
And, I don't know what it is about me, but single women will not give me the time of day. But married women just won't leave me alone.
That's interesting. You must have a secret affair look on you.
Good job.
Well, I'm single. I have a good job. I like to cook. I don't mind cleaning. And my friends and I got the theory that these women's husbands don't do any of these things anymore because they got married.
Down, Cooper. Down.
They're kind of looking for that pre-marriage state.
So, Jack, what kind of stuff do you cook?
Stop.
I had a couple of years in culinary arts.
Really?
Can you make anything good chocolate?
Well, I actually have a homemade recipe for a Reese's cheesecake.
Oh, Jack. Come Come to mama.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
Yeah.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Somebody put the do not save money spell on me this year.
They put it on you since birth. What are you talking about? The minute you got your student loan, forget money. It's gone.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought I was supposed to use my student loan for student things, but actually I used it for things that students wear, like shoes and clothing and fun things to go eat. Yeah. So I've always had that problem. And this year I was like, that's it. I'm saving money. And then, you know, all the sales are this time of year. So I have the do not save money spell on me.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
The spell I'm under is it doesn't matter what time I leave my house, I get in traffic. I have the traffic spell. I'm always in traffic. Always. It's going to take me 10 more minutes to get somewhere because of traffic.
And you've always had that spell on you because you and I used to do a morning show. So we would leave for work at like 4:30 in the morning when there is no traffic. Yet somehow you would always find the only place where there was traffic at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, there's three people on the road and I'm behind all three. That's the spell I'm under.
That's always the spell you're under. Oh, and I'm also under the cheesecake spell. I can't stop eating cheesecake this week.
You're always under that spell.
No, no, it's really bad. Like, there's a place that opened up near me, and they have flavored cheesecake. So I was like, well, I have to try the blueberry. Well, I got to try the chocolate cheesecake. Oh, they have a crumb. So I make my boyfriend every night. He's like, cheesecake. I'm like, cheesecake. So I'm having like I'm under the cheesecake spell this week.
Well, the problem is you're from New York, and it's called New York cheesecake.
Right, it's delicious.
If it was called New York French toast, you'd eat that too.
I'd eat that too, yeah, yeah. Well, no, I'm usually under the French toast spell. This week it's a cheesecake spell. Jackson, what spell are you under?
My spell that I was put under this week, I think, is the don't give a crap spell. I mean, I care about my schoolwork and everything, you know, the things that really count. But as far as what people say and what people do and people in general, not even directing it towards me, just being stupid, I just don't care.
Really? So you're kind of having a let things roll off your back kind of spell.
Yeah, pretty much. As far as the cheesecake thing, can I join in?
Yeah, I can't eat an entire cheesecake myself every night.
Oh, so you don't go with a piece, you go with the whole cake.
Well, they don't sell it by the piece at the place I go to. it's like a competition now. It's like they sell me an entire cheesecake and I'm like, I see you people. I'll be back tomorrow.
You need to find a place that sells just a slice.
That doesn't exist in my world. I'm sure it's somewhere, but I don't want to find it.
Sex, relationships, advice. Huh? The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I want to know if you would break up with your significant other over any of these things.
Yes to all.
Yes to all. Oh, it's been one of those weeks, has it?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm with a great guy. I'm teasing.
We'll see if you agree with everybody else when this. They never wash their hands. You break up or you try to work it out.
I think you can work that. If you're going to break up with somebody because they don't wash their hands, you're too high maintenance. Yeah. Just teach them how to wash their hands.
59% of people said that's it, breaking up with them. Really?
Nightmare. Then you're the nightmare. If you can't say to the person you're with, I'd like you to start washing your hands more, that would be really helpful, and I would probably want to have more sex with you if you did that.
They snore super loudly.
That is not a deal breaker. It's not like they're snoring to spite you. They snore.
86% of people said, yeah, we're going to work it out. They tell you they want to be in an open relationship.
Okay, that's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. That's a break.
Hang on, unless you're into open relationships.
19% of people said try to work it out. 81% said that's it, gone, get out of here.
Right, because 19% of people probably are into open relationships, and 81% of people like monogamy.
So 19% of people want to bang their friends, too. That's why.
But it's not always their friends. Sometimes it's strangers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's somebody you meet in a bar, you know. My friends that are in open relationships, one of them, they have somebody they call a regular guest star.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, you know, a regular person.
I'm the comedy sidekick.
Right? The comedy sidekick who shows up. And then I have another friend that she and her husband both travel for a living, and they decided that open marriage, nothing in the city that they both live in, but when you're on the road, fair game.
Mm. Different zip code.
Yep.
Like that. They always forget your birthday.
Ooh, forgetting your birthday is really, that's a deal breaker. Yeah, that just shows an overall not caring about you and your life and how how they feel about you. I think that's an indication of something bigger. So yeah, break up.
They always ask to borrow money.
Oh, that's definitely a deal breaker.
That's a breakup?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If someone's always asking to borrow money, listen, I'm not your mother. I'm your girlfriend. If you're asking to borrow money, then it becomes more like a parental relationship, and then forget about sex.
Now you're asking me for a quarter so you can ride the ride outside of Kmart.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, no, then it becomes a parental relationship, and it's not hot. No, deal breaker.
84% of people said break up. They insist on having your password to your phone.
If that is not a deal breaker for you, it needs to be. That is a huge red flag.
Only 67% of people said break up, though. 33% said it's not a problem.
Suckers.
Yeah, exactly. They better be hot as hell. They have bad breath. Break up, try to work it out.
No, try to work it out.
No, I say break up. I can't stand that. That's a deal breaker for me.
You can't break up over bad breath.
That's a breakup.
No. People have bad breath for lots of reasons. Sometimes they have stomach issues. Sometimes they have like a cavity. You know, if they have bad breath because they don't brush their teeth, again, it's all stuff you can work out. Let me take you to a dentist. Let me find out why you have halitosis.
I don't like it. Don't like it at all. They talk the entire time during TV shows and movies.
Well, I've stayed with my boyfriend despite that.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So does wacky stuff happen in your life all the time? And you're like, nobody would ever believe this. Like, my life would make an awesome reality show.
Because now Netflix will pretty much put anything on.
Yeah, they're always looking for programming that you're like, oh, I had a weird day. I had like a crazy day. I should call Netflix. Like, they would love this story.
If a camera followed you around all day long, I would watch that.
So why would your life make a great reality show?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Okay.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know, the days of reality shows about people and families, those are the reality shows I love. But that stuff's over. Like, John and Kate were the first to ruin it. And then Crisley Knows Best, I don't know if you watch that show, but it put the nail in the coffin. Because you're like, you're watching this family and their relationships, then you're like, oh man, they're going to prison. Which is like a great reality show in and of itself, but it ruined the genre because they had tax fraud and there's always some problem. Like, reality, the thing is, if your life is interesting enough that they're following you around with cameras, there's probably something really deep, dark, and dirty going on that we're going to find out later. We're going to be like, oh, I watched a pedophile for 6 weeks.
With me, if you're a guy and you want to date somebody in the Ukraine, mm-hmm. and you're going to find that person in the Ukraine and marry them, I will watch that. That is all I watch on TV. It's either that or naked people trying to survive. That's right. That's the two things I watch on TV.
I know that whole 90-day universe. You're all about it. It's crazy. But every aspect of it, you watch not just the 90-Day Fiancé, you watch all the spin-offs, and like if they have a one-off about one couple, you're like, I'm in, give it to me.
Yeah, and when they talk about it at the end of the season, I'm there. I watch that crap too, because I'm sucked into that universe.
Yeah, it sucks now because all the reality shows have become either like dating shows like Love Island, Too Hot to Handle, you know, or they're like these weird competition shows like glass blowing, makeup, Lego making.
You know, it's now like, they have Play-Doh. They have a Play-Doh thing.
Of course.
And it's going to be just an hour of women making phallic type Play-Doh things. I think because you really do nothing all day. Mm-hmm. Except for walk dogs, bitch and complain, and watch TV, that would make a good show, I think.
No, my life would make a good reality show because I'm really close with my ex-husband, and so is my boyfriend. My boyfriend and my ex-husband are so close that I have walked in, the two of them are sitting on the couch watching baseball, and they're really involved in conversation, and I'll open the door, and they'll both look up and look at me like, hi, like, what the hell were you two both talking about? Like, why can't you continue talking now that I'm in the room?
No, because you were the conversation.
Yeah.
Your ex-husband. I can't believe you're still with her. Man, I lost that bet like 5 years ago.
See, these shackles gone. Gone. All right, so are you the next Osbournes? Would your life make a great reality show?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperAndAnthony.com. Sex.
Yes, please.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Advice.
Are you ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Why would your life make a good reality show? Like, why should we follow you around with cameras?
Anybody but royals.
Right.
I don't want to see royals. I don't care which one it is. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care if they're kicked out of the room. I don't care anything about them. Any of them. I don't want to see it.
I'm the only one watching the Harry and Meghan thing. Like, I don't know anybody else. I've tried to talk to people about it. They're like, what, Harry who? Harry who? Like, literally nobody in my circles understands the Harry and Meghan thing. And I'm trying to explain it to people. And they're like, yeah, I don't know anything about the story. I feel like the royal thing in America, we're not that into it. Like, my British friends, oh, Harry and Meghan, let's discuss it. They can't wait.
I don't care about their life. I don't have time for it. I'd rather watch naked people surviving in the forest. I don't want to watch that. I'll tell you what. I would rather watch the screensaver on YouTube. You know how you can pick,
yes,
like the New Year screensaver? I would rather watch that.
So why would your life make a great reality show? 888-460-6002. Andrew, why are we following you around with cameras?
My wife, her boyfriend, and her two kids all lived in the same house.
I love it.
I love the premise. Go.
And I'm the only one working.
Now, how does it work out that your wife has you and a boyfriend?
Well, we're talking about getting a divorce, and she found somebody online, and he ended up moving in, and that's it.
And hilarity ensues.
Oh, yeah. I get to support everybody, and it's a crazy house at times.
Are there pets?
Yes, two cats.
How many kids?
Two.
Why did you let the boyfriend move in?
He didn't have a place to live. He doesn't work. He lost his job, so I'm hoping he'll find a job and take her off my hands.
Oh, Steve, this is the greatest show on television. This would be the greatest show on television.
What is wrong with you, Steve? Where does he sleep?
I sleep in the boys' room, and they take the master bedroom.
No.
The guy that doesn't have a job, and you're still married to your wife, and he's sleeping in the bed with her.
And it's your house.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
And did the kids call him uncle, or like, who do the kids think he is?
No, they know he's the boyfriend.
So who do they think you are?
I'm the stepdad.
Wow.
Did you tell your friends what's going on?
Oh, yeah, they think we're crazy.
Well, so do we.
Oh, you should hear her past get on me. Why are you letting him live there?
Why are you letting him live there, Steve?
So he can get a job and take her off my hands.
Makes perfect sense to me.
She doesn't work. They need an income, so as soon as he finds a job, which so far has been about 2 months with no luck.
Can you hear noises coming out of the master bedroom?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
It's a very comfortable environment. What a lovely... Yeah, that's a reality show. There you go.
At least she found somebody with the same last name so she doesn't have to change her license if they get married.
Stop it. Oh, this show gets better and better.
And his first name is my middle name.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is good.
I'm physically sick.
What, really? I think it's a great idea for a show. I'd be glued to
the
set.
But it's his life. He's not pitching a show. It's his life.
Well, wait until Thanksgiving when we all get together with the in-laws.
Now, let's see. Three's Company's already taken, so what do we call this show?
It's a nightmare.
That's the name of the show.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Here's a great reality show that I'd love to do, to be able to do. Just me following couples around who have fights in public. Like, how great would that reality show be?
I want to know the fights that they had before they went into the store, and they're still carrying it around under their breath.
Yeah, like a good backstory.
Yeah.
You know, you think your life wouldn't make an interesting show, but, you know, we see you fighting in public. I'm telling you right now, your life would be a very interesting show. Why would your life be so good on camera? Why should we follow you with cameras?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So, I would like a reality show that follows strippers around. I want to know what happens when they leave.
Wait, when they leave what? When they leave the strip club?
Yeah. I have all this made up in my mind what they do. They tell me they go to school. So, I want to know what they're doing, really what they're doing.
That would be a great reality show. Right, not just, I don't care about strippers at the strip club. I mean,
no,
I can go see them there.
See,
yeah, that's not as exciting. I like the idea of what their lives are really like once they leave the strip club. Now, I don't know if I ever told you the story, Anthony, but radio saved me from being a bartender at a strip club. Not that saved me. I mean, I would have made tons of money. Radio saved me from making a ton of money.
And being happy.
And being happy.
I could have been happy and rich.
And rich.
But no, I got dragged into radio.
So when I was a young kiddo and I was trying to figure out what to do with my life, one of my really good friends was a bartender at a very, very famous strip club. Now, if you've seen me, it's pretty obvious that I would never be a stripper. Because trust me, it's not because I wouldn't want to. I would want to. I don't have the kind of body that anyone would pay me any money. They would pay me to stop stripping. All right, so why would your life make a great reality show? 888-460-6002. Heather, what are we calling your life as a show?
We would call it When Heather Goes Out. Now, Heather goes out pretty frequently every week, does the same thing every week.
Mm.
But it's when Heather goes out to bars.
Oh.
There would be drama. There would be my boy problems that I constantly have, and the ones just revolve in and out of my life constantly.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend's boy's problems, where she just can't seem to get her man in order and figure out what she really wants.
Uh-huh.
Then there would be girl-on-girl nudity, because after a while, after drinking, you know, you just kind of, you know, you lose what you're doing while you're drinking.
Next!
And you got to build up to the climax. And then
again, sold.
But and then too, there would also be some comedy, because when me and my best guy friend get together, I mean, we are just hilarious together.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be it. I mean, we go out for trivia, we go out for karaoke night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every time it's just a different scene. Bar fights have happened when we've been out, and it's hilarious. And then the drama that goes on at my house would be awesome too.
So it's like a real life Sex in the City.
Yeah, basically. And but some
more
of the,
sex,
some
less
of the
city.
Exactly, exactly. There's even being nudity. My best friend just got some fake breastuses.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So she's all about showing them.
You know what? I know who wants to produce your show.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
Yeah.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know, here's why I'm such an idiot. I'm sitting here like, you know, don't the dull reality shows. What must that be like? I forgot I was on a reality show. I totally forgot that I was in Confessions of a Teen Idol. I was the therapist on the show Confessions of a Teen Idol on VH1. I'm acting like, what's a reality show? I've freaking been on one.
Yeah, and how was that?
I had a good time. I had a crush on...
You got hit on by every guy on that show.
Well, I was the only girl of the show.
Every single guy that was on that show, you got hit on.
Well, because I was the only girl in the room at any given time. It was all like men behind the camera, men running the show, men on the show. And then, you know, these are celebrities or ex-celebrities. They're just used to hitting on whatever vagina is around. So that was just me that time. I had a big crush on Christopher Atkins, though. He was my sweetheart. Oh, my God. Love him.
And we remember him from what?
Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon. From 150 years ago.
I know. Okay, he was old, but you know me. I like older men. I got that whole older man fetish.
Yeah, he was all over you.
Ugh, I know, and I was married at the time. Damn it. Jessica, what do you do for a living that would make your life a great reality show?
I manage an apartment community.
Oh, that's a great premise.
It is, and it's kind of between nowhere and more nowhere. And I have a maintenance man who's very country and very dramatic, and he doesn't realize it, so he'd be the perfect foil.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is damned. Everything is impossible. Everything is a nightmare. Everything is just unacceptable. It's just no matter what happens, like, you know, you tell him, hey, I need you to go check this toilet. Oh, okay, well, I know it's going to be a problem. I'm going to flush the clock down there, and I'm going to have to pull up the seat, and I'm going to pick yours, Sam. And he doesn't realize how funny he is. So that's what's so hysterical about him. Then there's the assistant manager who just... She's so timid. She's so afraid to tell anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really upset and angry in the back of it all. So she mumbles and complains and complains and complains. And then they come in and she's like, oh, what can I do? Well, I'll check into that. I'm sorry. Are you upset?
Oh.
So we have her.
That's a great character right there.
Oh, I know. Our leasing consultant is like, 6 foot, probably legs that don't stop, long brown hair, big brown eyes.
Mm. And, yeah, you need the one hot chick. Yeah, you gotta have a one hot chick.
Yeah, she's the hot chick, and she gets all the leases. She works.
Of course she does. I wasn't even gonna live here, but I'd like to renew my lease. I don't even live here, and I want to renew the lease.
Everybody loves her. She's got a great personality. So, you know, and we've talked about it. We could name it like all my residents, or as my apartment turns, or something like that. You know. But yeah, that's. And we have, being in the middle of nowhere, we have people who decide that it's okay to throw grease off their balconies, cooking grease, because...
Maybe it's called the middle of nowhere.
So, we should call it that, too. I guess because they think, like, possums are going to come eat it or something. You know?
I think it's a good idea because we all want to know, like, we're all such nosy neighbors. We want to know what the neighbors are up to. So we would have to have, like, you know, hidden cameras in people's
each place,
apartments,
yeah.
And, you know, see what they're up to and stuff. Like, you know, oh, it's such a good idea, Katie.
It is. I mean, talk about neighbors. I have, you know, like 200 plus apartments. How many neighbors can you get into? And then you have, like, the ones that were dating each other and they broke up and there's problems and they need to be moved and the roommates and the, yeah. It's just insane on any given day.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.